Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We've reported on this show on President Rodrigo Duterte's indiscriminate and violent drug war in the Philippines. And now there are signs that Duterte's brand of extrajudicial killings might be spreading to other countries. In neighboring Indonesia, President Joko Widodo, also known as Jokowi, issued a similar blunt order last month to his national police. Gun them down, he said. Give them no mercy. Now, the numbers seem to back up this tough talk. Amnesty International has reported that so far this year, there have been 60 police killings. That's a sharp rise from the 18 reported during all of 2017. So what does this mean for the region? Joining me now is Phelim Kine. He's deputy director of the Asia Division for Human Rights Watch, where he supervises work on the Philippines, Indonesia, and Afghanistan. Phelim, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi.
So what's going on here in Indonesia? Is President Jokowi taking a cue from Duterte? Is this sort of get tough on drugs emulation?
I think what we're seeing is it's a real danger of what I'm calling the Duterte contagion effect, in the sense that politicians are looking at how Duterte has conducted this lawless slaughter of mostly urban slum dwellers that has been essentially a political plus. It's won him a lot of favor amongst the middle class, and it's essentially offering a very simple, brutal solution to a very complex problem, that of illegal drugs. And our concern is that Jokowi is seeking to emulate that in terms of what we're seeing of the statements he's made, and in the rising death toll in Indonesia from police killing drug suspects.
Indonesia is already a place that's known for very strict drug laws. Is there a perception among the population that this kind of vigilantism or draconian crackdown is something that'll benefit the country?
Yeah. President Jokowi himself has described Indonesia as being in the throes of a drug emergency. And that's something that isn't borne out by the statistics when you take a look at how Indonesians use, consume, abuse drugs. And he's sort of walked the walk on that by making the execution of convicted drug traffickers a top priority.
Okay, execution of drug traffickers is a judicial situation. They get convicted, he executes them, people like that. We're talking about killings that seem to be in the streets. He says gun them down.
What we know from analysis by a University of Melbourne academic based on media reports is that at least 49 suspected drug traffickers have been gunned down in the first 6 months of this year. Now, you look at the numbers. That in 2015, only 10 drug traffickers were shot down. Last year, it was 14. So there has been a more than threefold jump in killings by police of suspected drug traffickers since Jokowi and senior police officials have publicly come out in support of a Duterte-style tough-on-crime approach.
Now, Duterte in the Philippines was widely perceived as getting a green light from the United States. There were transcripts of calls between him and President Trump where Trump praised his crackdown in a way. Is Jokowi taking a cue here? Does it matter what the United States thinks?
You know, it was incredibly damaging that, you know, 2 weeks ago, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was in an ASEAN meeting in Manila and didn't raise the issue of the thousands of Filipinos who have been gunned down. And we talk about thousands. We're talking about estimates of at least 7,000 up to 12,000 people in the last 13 months have been killed. And that's incredibly damaging. It sends the message to Asian regional states that, you know, the United States has priorities in the region, but rule of law and protection of citizens from extrajudicial killings is not one of them.
Do we have reason to believe that Jokowi would respond to an American condemnation if the Secretary of State were to say, don't let this spread to Indonesia? Would they comply?
Well, messaging is incredibly important. So obviously, yeah, making those statements is important symbolically. But the other thing is that, you know, Indonesia has a very close relationship to the United States in terms of foreign aid, bilateral investment in Indonesia, and support for the security forces, including the Indonesian National Police. So, you know, the U.S. government could make it clear that U.S. support for the Indonesian police might come to an end if these types of killings continue and rise at the rate that they have been.
Still, it should be said, Phelim Kine, that apparently Jokowi in Indonesia doesn't see a political downside to what he's doing.
There can be political capital made from these types of brutal, unlawful targeting of very marginalized, vulnerable populations, particularly the urban poor. This is what we've seen in the Philippines. I mean, Duterte calls this a war on the drugs, a war on drugs in the Philippines. It's actually a war on the poor when you look at the profile of victims.
Phelim Kine with Human Rights Watch. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.